Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Cousin Michelle.
Yes, Jordan.
I don't know how many times you have ordered that drink since you've been in Kansas City.
Yep.
And how many times has it been right?
I mean, I can count how many times it's been right. I think it's like 3 times.
Out of at least?
50, probably.
50. 3 out of 50.
Yeah, and I can't go to certain Starbucks because I know which ones they're going to get right and which ones they're going to get wrong.
Well, that's because your Starbucks order is just really complex.
It really is. Everybody gives me crap about it.
Right.
But, you know, I love it. But yours is really pretty simple. But,
yeah.
Like, now it's, they ask you, like, do you want all these different, like, milks in it and all this
stuff. Right, because you're ordering on the app.
Yes, exactly.
Because you want to save time, which sometimes it does and sometimes it doesn't.
Absolutely.
I mean, I get a nice vanilla latte.
Yeah.
Does it. Iced vanilla latte. There's 3 things. And honestly, it's...
I never get it right.
Iced vanilla latte?
Yeah.
I think it's one of the most popular coffee orders.
It probably is. But, you know, you're so basic that it makes sense.
Oh, we're going to go there right now?
You're making fun of my really complicated Starbucks.
But your Starbucks order has stopped baristas in their tracks.
That's true. That's true.
In busy, busy, busy coffee houses where you start to explain your order and everything stops. It's like a movie.
That's true. I do get 10 pumps of mocha in my giant coffee, but you know.
Please explain what your order is.
It's a chocolate shake.
Okay.
But
you can't just order the chocolate shake. You are very specific about the things that are in it.
So if I get a venti, I do have it now, and it kind of tastes like, I won't tell you what it tastes like.
Yeah, don't say that on the radio. It's very expensive.
But it is a venti mocha frappuccino with 10 pumps of mocha, non-fat milk, and no whip. And then some baristas like freak out over the amount of pumps of mocha, and then other people are like, oh, that's only 3 things. That's not complicated at all.
Okay. So, first, do you think that they put all... How would you make it? Do you put in all the pumps first?
I think they put in the... I think they're supposed to put in the sugar, but because there's so many pumps of mochas, sometimes the barista doesn't put in the sugar thinking that it's going to be sweet enough. But no, the mocha is super kind of like bitter.
Bitter because it's mocha.
So if they don't put in the right amount of sugar in it, it tastes like crud.
Because it is complicated. That is a complicated drink. And I'm sure that through necessity, you've learned that you have to order it a specific way.
That's so true. And usually when I order it on the app, it comes out better.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I do it in person, because people are like, no, you don't need that much if
right.
I'm doing it in person.
And you know the difference between 10 pumps and 8 pumps.
Oh, I sure do.
You sure do.
I sure do. Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of like if you got your basic drink, but it didn't have the basic in it.
I forgot my pumpkin spice latte and there was no pumpkin spice in it.
Exactly.
Thanks, cousin.
Jordan Silver and Friends. 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
At 8:15, we're going to have the Positive People Posse.
I am so excited about them.
They are cool. Okay, so they are a group, a local group of people that put on events and just try to put a happy face on everyone.
Positivity, man.
Yeah, spreading it.
You have to spot... Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Welcome to the radio. We're
right?
Just in Kansas City. It's not a big deal. You can.
You have to spread positivity.
Yes. Well, that's what people say that they like about this show is that way I keep it pretty positive. And you know what's so funny is when everything in life is going the exact opposite of that. And it's just like, hi, I'm just going to paint this smile on today.
I had a really bad night and I was up all night.
I got 2 minutes of sleep last night, but...
Good morning!
Yes, I like that, actually, because I get a little loopy when I haven't had my sleep.
Yes, same, yes.
Like, yesterday, I didn't have much sleep either, and I was sitting on the toilet, and I had an acid flashback.
That's hilarious. My mom had an acid flashback once.
Just once?
Well, once out front of me.
Oh. Well, okay, it's just like a little burst of light, but you're just like, damn, I should never have done that back in the day. But
no, she was like, she popped her back, and yeah. She didn't know where she was, and she didn't know who I was.
Damn, that's a lot of acid.
Oh,
because really, it's just a bunch of little lights for a second, but
it scared me.
Yeah, so I'm so excited to have them in. They put on this dance that is the coolest thing that I've been to in Kansas City.
I'm so jealous. I wish I could go. It sounds like the most fun thing.
It is. Well, actually, it sounds real stupid. It sounds like it's going to be super lame.
Well, when you said it to me, I didn't exactly know what it entailed. So, but when I asked you about it...
Did you think it was cool? Because I almost didn't want to go to the event because I was like, this seems kind of dumb.
Well, after you explained it and explained what the headphones do and the whole situation, then I was like, this is going to be bomb.
And it was. It's one of those things where it's so new and so... fresh and so different that you automatically just hate it. You hate the idea of it, and you have to fight through that to even experience it. But it, you know, it's funny. I was thinking, when was the last time I had fun?
Ooh, yeah.
Fun.
Real fun.
Just fun. And fun in the sense that you lose, you know, your cares and worries a little bit, and you just are genuinely very excited to be in the moment. And it was at that event.
Oh, wow. That's
awesome. It was so cool. So we'll have the Positive People Posse in at 8:15, and actually, to put people in the positive mood,
yes,
in the next 10 minutes, score tickets to Wednesday's Royals versus Mariners game.
Hashtag Jordan Silver and friends on the bus.
So Laszlo is always saying that people need to get to know me better, that I don't open up as much, and I should, and I will, and I'm trying, and it's hard, and I'm gonna do it. So I also like when we give out tickets to make it a question that you just can't Google.
Yeah.
You can't Google.
No, no one would know this unless, you know.
They were there.
Yeah. I mean, I was there and I didn't know this.
What, right. Because I was there and...
You didn't know it either.
Yeah. I guess I could give them the clue that I wasn't that good. I wasn't that good.
You were okay.
Did you even come to any of my games?
I did.
When?
Meme made me go.
Okay. Our grandmother made you go once to one of my softball games?
Yes.
Okay. So here's the thing. I've got a 4-pack of tickets to check out Wednesday's game, Royals versus Mariners. And I'm going to give it to the first person that can call and tell me what position I played on my high school varsity team. I made varsity, by the way.
Exactly.
But then I got shin splints from standing around too much. And then I got bumped down to JV my senior year. So, yeah, I suck. Why did I even try sports?
Wait, you were varsity before you were a senior, but then you got bumped down to junior varsity?
Yeah, because I got shin splints.
That wasn't the game I was brought to.
No, because I was just standing there. Because that's what you do in this position. There are nine positions in women's softball. First person to give me a call, 576-7965, and tell me, first person to get right what position I played in softball in high school, wins a 4-pack of tickets to the Royals versus Mariners.
Jordan Silver and friends on the bus.
Hello, the bus. For a 4-pack of tickets to check out Wednesday's Royals versus Mariners game, what's your guess as the position that I played in softball?
Good morning, Jordan. Good morning. I would say catcher.
I was not the catcher.
All right.
I am so sorry, my love, but thank you for the call, darling.
All right, bye.
Hey, the buzz, what's your guess what position I played in softball?
I'm going to go with catcher.
Oh, no, I was not. Oh, that you're the second person to guess that. I appreciate your call, though. Thank you so much. Bye.
Take care, Jordan.
You
Bye.
Too. I mean, I think it's pretty obvious, Cousin Michelle, that I played softball.
Yeah.
But not every girl that plays softball grows up to be.
It's a pretty stereotypical thing.
I know. And it was funny. That didn't come out until I hung out with the softball team in my college.
Of course.
They were the ones that I was like, I really fit in with these girls. Oh, I got it. Okay, hey, the buzz, what position do you think I played in softball?
Did you play right field?
Who is this?
Shanice,
are you sure you're not Laura Ellis or somebody that I was on the softball team with?
I'm 100% sure. I played softball myself, and I would always get jealous of those people in right field.
Right! We didn't do anything.
Nothing.
Because it feels like we needed a left-handed batter to always hit to right field. In softball, that's pretty rare. So I just stood out there and I got shin splints.
And a good tan.
Yes, that's true. And a very good tan. And a very good tan. And you, my friend, your butt is going to hurt because you've got 4 tickets to the Royals versus Mariners game, unless you want to stand up and cheer the whole time.
Both. I will stand. I love the Royals.
Oh, my God. Then let's do this. You said your name was Shanice?
Yes.
Tomorrow, Royals versus Mariners. You're there.
All right. Sounds good.
Her biggest turn on, estate sales. Jordan Silver on 96.5. The Buzz.
Hello, The Buzz.
Yeah, are you guys still taking colors for the position in softball?
Oh, I already gave mine out. I'm so sorry.
What was the answer?
Right field.
Oh, my God, that's what I was going to say.
Why was right field your guess?
Because nobody ever hits right field. Nobody hits the ball to right field. I played softball for a while. And I wasn't that good, so they stuck me in right field.
All right, so that's it. That was just the thing, is that the person that sucks and plays right field. I feel so bad for some high school kid that's, like, listening to the radio right now and hearing this and thinking, wow, I was really excited about softball. But
even left-handed batters hit it to left field, it seems like.
Yeah, no, you're totally right. Totally right. Cool.
I heard those first two callers that were guessing catcher. I'm like, dude, catcher's, like, the most important person in the game.
I know. Even I don't know much about sports, but I know that. That person's up, down, up, down, up, down. How was I supposed to get shin splints from just standing around?
That would have been my last guess.
Completely agreed.
You know what, cousin? I was actually the shortstop on our varsity team.
This is why I do music now.
The show would be way less fun if their parents gave them enough attention as children. Jordan Silver and Friends. Codependency is our middle name.
Got the news coming up. I knew he does that at the end. I forgot. Okay, I got the news coming up at 7:10. And as a mom, you're a mom.
Yes.
You clean up a lot of messes.
Oh, constantly.
Right. That's like your job.
Yes.
It's part of your job.
Yes.
Clean up crew. What would be the fastest way to dry something off?
The best thing in the world for drying things off are microfiber towels. And you actually introduced me to them.
Oh, good. I'm glad. I use them for those for the pool. So that's probably a good idea. What would be like the worst way to dry something off?
Add more water to it?
In the end, that is something that they had to do.
Really?
Yeah, I'll explain all coming up at 7:10.
Jordan Silver and Friends on 96.5. The Buzz.
What's going on here?
What's happening?
So I wanted to pull audio for the Virginia game against Texas Tech, but the person that did the highlights just recorded their TV. I hate when they do that.
No, that's weird.
I hate when you record your TV and then put that video on YouTube. Just don't do it. Just don't waste anybody's time. It's horrible. But Virginia won the NCAA championship, defeating Texas Tech last night, 85-77. In other news, Felicity Huffman expected to plead guilty in the college admissions scandal. Mm-hmm. Could get up to 20 years in prison, but she probably won't because she's a white lady.
That's true.
I mean, there's a lot of stipulations to why she wouldn't, but I'm pretty sure that's probably why.
Yeah, that's the end right there.
Yeah. Also, nobody has cared more about Lori Loughlin in
ever.
Like the history of ever.
Yeah.
Aunt Becky. She hasn't entered a plea yet, but she's supposed to in a couple days.
Poor Aunt Becky.
Not poor Aunt Becky. Okay. R. Kelly gave his first post-jail performance.
Really?
And it was 28 seconds long last night at a venue, 28 seconds long, which I Googled, and 28 seconds is actually 2 times longer than the average time it takes someone to pee.
Wow.
Put those two things together.
That's true. That's
if you can. Fred Durst and his third wife are divorcing, and the court has found that he gets to keep all of his Limp Bizkit money.
Well, he did it all for the nookie.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe that's what they found out, that he did it all for the nookie. Also, she said she didn't want to get paid in $3 bills, y'all. That's a joke. If you know Limp Bizkit, you would get that one.
Impressed with you right now.
Thank you. And this is one of those stories that you just let the news anchor say.
Somebody in Connecticut thought it would be a good idea to set fire to part of the baseball field so that it would dry faster. Mm-hmm. They use gasoline, a lot of gasoline. And now that field is not just charred, it's also an environmental hazard. And the cleanup, very costly.
Only thing I care about in this story, well, that nobody got hurt, but it's just...
Somebody in Connecticut thought...
That's the best thing ever.
Somebody in Connecticut.
That's what's going to play in my head every time I hear Connecticut.
Yes.
Somebody in Connecticut.
J-S-A-F. Jordan Silver is Wait, it stands for Jordan Silver and Friends?
I don't know why sometimes I will just sing whatever the hell I think the lyric is, as opposed to looking it up on my handheld device that I have with me 24/7. Do you do that, cousin?
Sometimes I look it up if I'm really confused, but most of the time I'll just sing along to what I think they're saying.
What you think that they're saying. And the biggest song for me right now with that is Harmony Hall by Vampire Weekend.
Yeah, I have no idea what they're saying.
Right. I don't even think they do. Let's take a listen to this, and then after, let's talk some more songs where we have no idea what people are saying.
Keys, check. Phone, check. Wallet, check. Jordan Silver and friends, check.
I don't think I've ever admitted this to a human being before.
Yeah.
To another human being. There's a really, really, really popular buzz song. Really popular. That for the longest time, I heard it a certain way. I heard it the way that it was sung. I figured it was fine. And I was wrong.
Which song?
Buddy Holly by Weezer.
Yes, I've made fun of you for this.
Yeah, so the way... First off, the song came out in like 94, in the early 90s. There was no internet. So back when I had the tape,
yeah,
you had to put that in and listen to it. And that was it. There was no looking up the lyrics. I don't believe the lyrics were even inside the liner. So I always thought that the line, well, it's this line. It's this line right here. I don't care what they say about our city wave. What is a city wave? I don't know. It was 1994. I was in Maine. I was figuring this cool California band. City wave must be something that they say over there in California. But I heard city wave. I don't care what they say about a city wave. Can you at least hear city wave?
What they say about city wave.
What they say about our city wave.
I
don't care what they say
about a city wave. I mean...
Fine. It's I don't care what they say about us anyway.
I think that's the only lyric that I've gotten correct that you didn't.
Yeah, so. Also, another one that I had, the Ramones, I Want to Be Sedated. I thought it was 24 hours ago.
It's not.
To go. That one, I kind of feel dumb, but you don't, it's funny how many times you can hear a song and hear it in that one way, but then something happens and your brain, I don't know, connects in this way and you finally hear it the right way and it's very embarrassing. But we Googled some of the most popular alternative songs that people misinterpret the lyrics to, and we'll do that right after this one, which is one of the ones that is very, very
misheard.
Jordan Silver and Friends in the morning on 96.5 The Buzz.
Getting a lot of texts in to 96500 about other things that people have misheard. The Buzz family has misheard. I thought Coldplay was saying pandas instead of paradise for the longest time. I thought it was a go until now. That was the Ramones.
Yep.
I Want to Be Sedated 24 hours ago. That's what I heard, and it's to go. Somebody wrote The Offspring Dog Eat Dog. Heard Donkey King. Donkey Kong every day. Pretty much any Nirvana song is just mumbling. Yep. The Gorillaz feel good sounded like milk dud. I can hear that.
Yes.
I can absolutely hear that. The Kooks are my number one fave. I'm pretty sure you're going to rock my world with the lyric that you heard. Okay. So with the Kooks Naive, everyone heard.
Let's see. The Kooks, everyone heard. And I know she knows I'm not from Nebraska.
Yeah. Let me play that for you right here. That's the wrong one. God darn it. And I know, she knows that I'm not fond of asking. You can hear Nebraska in there. I'm not fond of asking. This band sounds like they've got marbles in their mouths anyway. That whole song. What the hell?
Yeah, that's so true.
What the hell was that?
I'm
not
fond of asking. I'm never not going to hear that now, by the way.
Yeah, yeah, that song, I don't even, the Kooks are just incredible lyricists. Okay, Oasis, Don't Look Back in Anger has one. So Sally Can Weigh,
mm-hmm,
instead of wait. I mean, I think it's pretty obvious that it's wait, but also I thought it was pretty obvious that they said City Wave in Buddy Holly by Weezer. So Sally Can Weigh. Yeah, I don't hear the T now.
Yeah.
I definitely don't hear the T in wait.
What's she weighing?
I don't know. You know never to ask a lady her weight, so I don't know why Oasis is singing about it. That's ridiculous. Kings of Leon, Sex on Fire.
Dyslexics on Fire.
I can hear it a little bit.
Again, I'm always going to hear that now.
Also, that's just not an okay thing. Don't put anybody on fire. But this one is my favorite that we Googled and found. I want to just play it and see if you can mishear what he's kicking all over the place.
You big disgrace, kicking your can all over the place.
One more time.
You big disgrace, kicking your can.
All right. We know kicking your can is the right lyric.
Absolutely.
But it is very popular in popular music to hear kicking your cat all over the place.
You big disgrace, kicking your can all over the place.
Welcome back to hashtag Crazy Cat Lady Radio. Wait, I mean Jordan Silver and Friends.
You know, it's like we're sitting at a table right now in front of everyone and going like, hi, I'm a dumbass. I heard something different and I didn't Google the lyrics. And that's where I'm at. But the great thing is the Buzz family's been texting in other things, other lyrics that they have misheard. Somebody said that they also heard, they thought it Weezer, Buddy Holly.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what they say about a Segway.
I don't care what they say about a Segway.
I still hear City Wave more than Segway, but I can totally hear that. Also, somebody put that Freddie Mercury's cats were his favorite.
Yes.
And that he would never kick them, which I completely agree. I watched Bohemian Rhapsody.
But, you know, you would be a big disgrace if you did kick your cat all over
the place. You big disgrace, kicking your cat all over the place.
I'm not going to hear anything other than cat there. Though it's just sad, which is sad. So somebody else texted in, Blitzkrieg Bop.
Hmm.
They thought that it sounded Let's Drink Pop. Okay, Blitzkrieg Bop. Let's drink pop. And then, of course, like, my favorite one that we've been getting texted in. There's a lot of dirty ones, but this one is that they thought that the opening to Gorillaz' Feel Good Inc. said milk dud instead of feel good. Can you get milk dud?
Yes.
Milk dud.
Yeah.
Jordan Silver and Friends. 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
I mean, one of the biggest pieces of news to hit at least my email and for you is that the Raconteurs, of course, we know playing the Midland October 17th, but it just came in last night that there will be a Buzz Freeloader presale going on Thursday at 10 a.m. Details at 965thebuzz.com. Make sure to sign up to be a freeloader because that is so important that we only have a couple tickets that are going to be set aside for the Buzz Freeloader. So if you want to go to the Raconteurs, Midland, October 17th, go to 965thebuzz.com right now and sign up to become a freeloader because that is going to be that plus prayer and finding a four-leaf clover is going to be your luck into the Raconteurs show.
Use the hashtag BuzzFamilyCreep when you post today. Maybe Jordan will talk about your post tomorrow at 6:30.
Hello, Dom.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing swell.
I knew you would be swell.
Swell.
When's the last time you were bad? You were like, I'm not doing that good.
You know, I don't know.
Good.
That's pretty tough.
I love that answer because you represent the Positive People Posse.
That is correct.
Which is a local group.
Yes.
Local brand.
Yes.
It's like, can you explain what it is? I don't even know. Like, okay. how to explain it. You
first off, I need to disclose anything that comes out of my mouth is just a matter of opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So if I talk about positivity, this is my own experience. Positive People Posse is a brand that focuses on positivity through an unconventional look, meaning that we do vlog, we do events, we have conversations and we tell stories. And through our storytelling, we also have clothes that we represent as reminders. So with anything and everything, it's really about the battle and testament of life. And we have to take the good with the bad. And that's what our brand represents.
Mm-hmm. I think that this is a great marrying of two brands because that's the number one thing that I am told about the morning show that I'm running. People are like, I love that it's positive. Yeah. I love that I wake up and I get in the car. And that was the very first thing that I thought. Like, getting up early sucks. It sucks so
it
bad. But if I could make it happy as opposed to getting people in their car and just thinking, oh, this world sucks, Trump is president, like all of those things. So I could take that away for the 20-minute drive from their house to their work that you know, things could be better for them. And it's
yeah.
it's made a good deal of difference in some people in Kansas City. And so that's why the moment I heard about the Positive People Posse, I was like, we need to chat.
Yeah.
We need to chat on the radio.
No,
we have
and
the same
it was
idea.
Just awesome just through connection with Positive People Posse, the people that we're able to meet and touch. And, you know, like that's what's really important because, you know, everyone has a story.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one thing that we have is a mindset, and it's really our choice to really recognize what does make us feel good,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so that power of purpose and finding a good ecosystem and friends and people that can uplift you, that's really important too. I mean, overall, I mean, we spend the majority of our lives sleeping.
Mm-hmm. One third
working,
of your life. Yeah.
Working.
Yep.
And so all of those things pretty much incorporate people because people will make you happy. People will make you mad, sad.
Mm-hmm.
People will make you lose sleep as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're kind of forced into an ecosystem that we're around people. Sometimes we don't want to be around, but, you know, we can actually better our environment if we have the right mindset.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's infectious.
Yeah. How did the group form? Because usually a group with a new idea forms where one person has a really, really good idea. Then that second follower is the first follower is like the most important person. So how did this group expand in Kansas City?
Well, I want to say that, like, I don't like the term founder or owner or
mm-hmm.
anything like that. I'm a life enthusiast.
Mm-hmm.
And so I brought life to Positive People Posse about 2 years ago is when I thought about it. And I was kind of forced and had to reset my life for what I really wanted to do about a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so I lost my job. I was this regional VP and I was traveling about 70% of the year.
And
it was kind of a toxic amount of travel.
Mm-hmm.
It did really well for myself, but, you know, the floor fell beneath me.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always thought in my mind, I was like, what would you do if you weren't doing this? And it was Positive People Posse.
Really?
Yeah.
This is number two on that.
Yes.
Do you think that you would have, if you hadn't lost your job, do you think that this would have
eventually
happened?
There's no way. I didn't have time for it.
Uh-huh.
And so it really, I felt like it was a universal thing
mm-hmm.
that it came at the right time
mm-hmm.
because I was searching for something bigger and I wanted to have a platform where I could not necessarily be famous, but I wanted notoriety for making something and actually, you know, providing positivity to the world as I believed,
mm-hmm.
You know, so it's nothing's matter of fact. I feel like we all can't say things factual. I really just talk about my personal experience
mm-hmm.
and I bring that through Positive People Posse. And I've been fortunate to have business partners along the way that believed in that same vision.
Mm-hmm. Are you from Kansas City?
I am from Kansas
okay,
City.
Okay, born yeah. and raised
yes,
Kansas City.
Yes,
so,
born at KU Med, raised in Olathe. That's Olathe and Overland Park at the same time.
Whoa, there's a line. So what is your feel for Kansas City? Like, did you think all the time that you were going to do Positive People Posse here in Kansas City or maybe there would possibly be a better place for you, or was it always Kansas City?
Yeah, like there was only one time that I actually moved away, and I moved to Florida for school. I went to 5 different colleges because I have ADD, I hop around, and I just missed the people here.
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason, you know, no matter where we go, if you wear a KC branded shirt, Charlie Hustle or whatever
yep.
it is, people will say, I love people from Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I went to the DR and they were like, we love KC.
What?
Yeah.
That's so
it
funny.
It was crazy, you know? So I think that there's something about this town.
Mm-hmm.
You can find bad if you really want it, but the embrace of the people around us, I mean, there are a lot of great people here. And so, I mean, in my mind, there's no other place, you
mm-hmm.
know? So I've had opportunities to take big wig jobs in different cities and, you know, but this is home.
Right.
Know?
Every day you wake up happy.
This is where I'm going to be.
I love that. I want to talk a little bit more about the mindset of keeping a positive attitude.
Yeah.
But I want to get a song on first.
Okay.
If you don't mind.
Do
you want to hang out with me for a little bit longer?
Yes, please.
All right. Sounds good. We'll
Thanks,
be back
Jordan.
In 3. Dom from Positive People Posse.
That's Jordan Silver and Friends from 6 to 9 on The Buzz.
It's Jordan Silver and Friends, 96.5 The Buzz, joined by Dom from Positive People Posse, a local group, local brand that's keeping things positive here in Kansas City.
Dang right. She said I couldn't cuss, so.
Yeah. I almost cussed a minute ago, too. So I wanted to talk a little bit about the mindset that you get in, because I always felt like depression and negativity, it almost feels like an addiction
yeah.
in a way that once you get there, if you stay there, it's really hard to get out. you know, and just kind of see the light and see that things could be better on the other side. So what's your personal story kind of summed up with how you made that switch and how you can keep a positive mindset every day?
Well, I also want to say that, you know, nothing in my life has always went my way. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say that I've had a lot of depression in my life. I mean, I've had suffered through loss and I know how that feels. But I understand depression. I understand depression to a degree that, you know, it's more than just saying be happy. Mm-hmm. Anyone can just say be happy. And being happy, you don't necessarily feel your best for whatever reason. And you have to overcome that. I think with anything, it's all about time and figuring out your purpose. Because when you are depressed, it's typically related to some cause and effect. Not just the circumstances aren't going your way. It's mm-hmm. just, it seems there's a deeper connection that you have with life.
Mm-hmm.
And so, through Positive People Posse, what I wanted to bring was kind of, you know, some of the traumatic things that happened to me. You know, living in Kansas City is one of the most positive places in America. And I think that there are some articles online with that, mm-hmm. but, I would say that, you know, like I've had a broken jaw in three places.
How did that happen?
You know, I'm a KU fan. I walked into a Mizzou bar and some guy punched me one time because
Damn.
He thought I was someone else. No, but
well, let me tell you, they put that jaw back perfectly.
Oh, thank you.
Great.
Thank you. Thank you. So I don't have a face for the radio?
No.
Okay.
That's me.
All right.
That's why I'm here.
I'm semi-average. Don't.
No.
Okay. I've had a best friend who put a scar on my face. That's about 300
stitches.
Oh my
God, I see
right
it now.
There. Yeah.
I've never seen that before.
You know, so all of these things are a makeup of what I brought to Positive People Posse, because I realized that, we all go through our own traumas. A lot of us deal with depression, and we want to be inclusive, meaning that we don't exclude people for their race, their sexual preference, or whatever it may be. We want our positivity to be for everyone, you know, mm-hmm. and it shouldn't be corny. It mm-hmm. should be something that we should embrace, and we should uplift one another and listen to people's stories, you know, because that helps us define our own.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember what it was like before you just started, before you worked on a way to stay positive all the time? Do you remember how it felt before and how it feels now, how differently it is?
You know, I think that it's really about the ecosystem, the people around me.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I love laughing. You know, I laugh every day, even when the days aren't the best.
Mm-hmm.
I will still say that on the traffic over here, someone cut me off. I did have a choice word for that person, but I do recognize that, and I know what I'm projecting out there. So it's something that I'm constantly trying to refine as a person and human being to be as best as I can. But it is a mindset.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this really keeps me authentic with my positivity, if anything. And, you know, it's funny, even on my personal Instagram, I'll do these fake rants. Well, they're not fake rants. They're rants. They're things that we can kind of relate to.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just me being positive in a different way. And so we should recognize it in different facets. And
mm-hmm.
it shouldn't all be just, you know, rainbows, butterflies, and kittens and puppies and stuff like that.
I mean, it would be awesome if it was.
Yes.
I've had kittens in here and I did not care about anything else.
I'm allergic to cats.
Okay. Well, yeah. They're not in here right now.
Thank goodness.
That is unfortunate. Yeah. I'm sorry. But so if someone's listening right now and they want to take the first step in changing their life, what would you say would be a good first step? Something they could do locally, something that they could do mentally?
Yeah, I think with a lot of things, like I feel like people want to belong to something. And so really look at your group, look at your center of influence. If people make you feel a certain way that is negative constantly, and you're always feeling like you're kind of bogged down by someone's personality type, it might be time for you to kind of change that.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this is all just not matter of fact. This is my own personal opinion.
Right. Yeah.
But I've realized through the natural progression of my life, the people that I've let go, they weren't meant to be in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And through that, I've had people that have uplifted me and recognized me for my own personal talents. And they said that I'm able to do things that I thought that I could do.
Mm-hmm.
Like it went from my weird mind to being oh my gosh, people actually believe in what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And so that's very powerful. Energy is real, mm-hmm. you know.
And freeing as it well. Is. You know, like these things that you keep down in you know, the depths of your soul
yeah.
that you can finally get out, and like the moment that you can
yes.
converse about them with other people, they become real. And that is just an amazing, amazing thing. And I love just everything about the brand. I also,
thank you.
I very much love the logo. I can't believe that I can believe that I'm the only one that said that it kind of looks like a T and an S.
Yes.
Taylor Swift.
There you go. Hey, whatever it is to you, that's great. That's positivity. You know, one thing that I would say about you is it's like I felt on our first meet, we connected in a way because we were both in line with that, mm-hmm. you know, with positivity and you know, like you're not a dork about it. You know, like I feel like you're authentic. Mm-hmm. So I like authentic people.
Mm-hmm.
And that means that we still cuss and swear. And we
mm-hmm. sometimes not on the radio.
Not on the radio.
That's so expensive.
Yeah, we drink too much sometimes. Mm-hmm. But overall, you know, we should not look at positivity as a corny thing at
mm-hmm.
all.
Mm-hmm. So I have to talk about the coolest event that I've been to in Kansas City. And originally, I was, you know, with the Silent Disco, I was like, that's going to be weird.
Yeah.
Did you ever think at some point that it was going to be weird, or were you just like,
we have
all
a
in?
Shirt that says we're all weird and okay. it's upside down. And that's what we wanted.
Mm-hmm.
I think we wanted to embrace and interact with people in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
And so anything that we do as far as events, whether if it's a Silent Disco or something else that we're planning,
mm-hmm.
It's going to be a little bit unconventional, you know, and we want people to interact in a way that they're like, wow, that was a great experience. And
that's what I got, 150%.
And I felt that from you. You were so appreciative.
It was
and
so
it
cool.
It just lit me up. I'm getting the goosies right now.
Oh, yeah. No, it was like Silent Disco, the idea of putting on this headset and going into a room where the music is playing in the headset rather than out for everybody to hear. The fact that there were more than one DJ,
yes.
I love that yes. idea. Because then you can switch through, and it was just so interesting. Like you're on the dance floor, and the colors of your headphones correspond to what channel you're listening to. So all of a sudden, the song on blue ends, and you look over, and everybody's wearing red and dancing to red, and you switch over to red, and you're like, this is my song.
Yes, it was Bloods versus Crips.
It really was, and then yellow,
the
I think, was the other.
Okay,
yeah, green, that's right, it was green. So you're doing another one.
Yes, we are. We're doing another one, and this one's a little bit different, mainly because we did it at the Crossroads Hotel, which was an awesome venue. But this one's going to be on a rooftop at Corgan Station Rooftop.
Yeah.
So we've got the best view of the city.
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of that, we are portion of our proceeds are going to a good cause, which is Girls on the Run KC.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would say this is what I'm going to say about Girls on the Run KC. We didn't really have a charity in mind for this. It wasn't something that we needed for a marketing push. It was really something that I just felt inspired by because I heard someone's story. And
mm-hmm.
There's this guy, Josh at Empowered Electric. He has this great podcast, and he started talking about his personal story and connection with shoes. And growing up, he couldn't afford shoes. Like, he was picked on because of the shoes that he wore.
Mm-hmm.
And this organization, you know, they coach these girls, these young girls, to empower them to be active,
mm-hmm.
be powerful. And they also give them a pair of shoes at the end of the total training
mm-hmm.
that goes into this. And that's really important because, you know, like we have insecurities as human beings. And, you know, that's a pivotal age right there where we need really good things to happen.
Yeah,
you know?
I was going to say.
Traumatic things happen at a young age. You might not really bounce back, you know, so.
Yeah, that's a very important age for development. And especially in this day and age where
yes.
social media, where, you know, you're comparing yourselves to things that aren't even real.
Yeah.
You know,
you're right.
Like body types and looks.
I mean, even on like Instagram now, you can like pretty much change your entire face and look like a completely different person.
Yeah.
And that's sick.
Yeah. No, it totally is. And then when you look in the mirror, what do you think? Especially, you know, there was no social media back in my day. And I felt weird to begin
yes.
with. All I had was a mirror and some friends. Like,
yeah.
So I didn't have to have that like bounce back. And so that's really awesome, Girls on the Run, KC.
Yeah.
Where can people get more information for Girls on the Run, KC?
So we actually have a new blog write-up on positivepeopleposse.com. So check it out. My friend and business partner over here, Mandy Jean, She actually wrote it up, and it's awesome. It really just kind of tells how you can be involved with Girls on the Run. Mm-hmm. With that, you know, it's really about volunteering, if anything. Yes, we're raising money and awareness for it, but, like, they need more volunteers. Mm-hmm. You know, there's so many girls in the city that could use a good mentor. Mm-hmm. My mentor, as far as a female figure, was my mother. So, you know,
I have a feeling that you have a great mom.
Yeah,
I have a feeling. I can just tell from your smile.
Thank you. Yeah, she's got a lot of charisma, and mm-hmm. it really just that defined my personality.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, if people wanted to learn more about Positive People Posse, where would they go?
Just go to positivepeopleposse.com. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And if you don't know how to spell posse, just Google it.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure that has led to some really weird web searches.
Yes. Weirdness.
But you got it right now.
Yeah. And we're not going to get the keywords just to overcome that either, because it'd just be kind of more weird.
No, I know. Yeah. I know. I'm like, did I spell this right? I don't know. Is this very close to another word? Yes. Would that be cool? All right. So let's talk about the silent disco real quick.
Yes. So the silent disco, so us having this at a rooftop, you know, if there is rain, we are covered. We're going to move it to a different date, so don't worry about that. But, you know, the ticket information is on Positive People Posse. Just look at GLOW 2.0. But come to this event, because it's human interaction in a different way. That experience that you have, you can still have a conversation with someone by taking off your headphones, mm-hmm. but you can really zone out and get kind of lost in the night.
Yeah.
And what's really cool about this, we encourage people to wear neon. Mm-hmm. And if you want to look at one of our last videos from the last event, it was everything on that video is what I felt when I was actually there. So, yeah, it's a cool experience. People are very jovial. You know, there's a lot of laughter, mm-hmm. you know.
I learned about it too late because it was already sold out, which was such a bummer, because there was so much FOMO going on my Instagram. People were just like, why didn't I know about this? Can they squeeze
That's
me
great.
In? So how quickly, like, when should people, I know they should get their tickets now, but it's May 10th. Do you have any predictions?
Yes, well, we have an early bird special right now until the 15th. So tickets go from $45 to $55, and we're really using that in order to give back. So, mm-hmm. You know, right now we're trying to encourage people to get in there, but it's Kansas City. People wait. You know, last time it sold out.
When did
it sold out? Like maybe a week and a half before, but, you know, there was only 420 spots.
Right.
So, you know, you really have to, you know, claim your spot if you really want to go.
This one is smaller than that one,
too, right? It's smaller. It's only going to be 320.
Okay. Oh, wow.
But it's still an experience.
No, it totally is. Yeah. I love the fact that you keep it small. I always liked exclusive things.
Yeah.
You know, if you make it too big, it may get ruined, but the vibe, man, the vibe of what you wanted, the genuine thing that cannot be created was there that night. And now I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about it.
I love it.
So Positive People Posse, Dom, more information at positivepeopleposse.com.
Yes.
And Instagram, all your links are over there. People want to get involved with Girls on the Run KC too. All the links are there. I am so excited. I will see you.
I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to having you again. Like the experience like that you had, like I want other people to have as well.
Yeah, and you just have to go. It's there. If you open your heart and just want to go, it will happen to you.
Yes.
It's like falling in love.
Seriously.
In a way.
Yeah, you almost have to wait like maybe like a couple hours in, maybe a couple of cocktails in.
Yeah, okay.
And then it really just livens up. Yes.
That really helped. Yeah. All of a sudden I was best friends with everyone. I was listening to the same channel with me. Dom, Positive People Posse, thank you so much for coming
in. Thank you for having me.
Let's see if we can make it a whole show without Jordan making a Titanic reference. Jordan Silver and Friends.
Girl.
Good morning.
Whoa. Not the usual bright and light self. One more time.
Good morning.
That's not Journey. Who is this?
This is, had too many margaritas last night. Journey is what this is.
Okay. I have gone out to Margarita Monday with you, Journey. Mm-hmm. And the place that you frequent, you are all loved so much that the server brings you the pitcher of margarita, and then he goes in the back. And then he comes back out with basically like a water bottle full of tequila just to put more in.
Allegedly. Let's not get anyone in trouble.
Oh, no. And that's just water to water it down. That's what I meant, you know?
Right.
But how many pitchers did you guys go through?
So we only had 2.5 between 4 people. But they were very clear.
Ah, a lot of water. Or not enough water. Nowhere near enough
water. They were a little strong.
So how much sleep did you get?
I got a good, I was home by 11, which was fine. Mm-hmm. But, and I woke up and I was thinking, all right, it's going to be a good day. I'm going to be productive. And as soon as I sat up in bed,
God.
No, I don't think it's going to be as awesome as I think it is.
Oh, have you had something to eat yet?
Not yet. I've got my coffee. I'm good.
Oh, man.
We'll get through 90s at 9. It should be interesting.
Do you want me to run?
The hungover edition.
90s at 9, the hungover. Do you want me to run and get you a burger or something?
Oh, no, that sounds terrible.
What do you mean?
Ugh.
Oh, that's my hungover food.
Ugh. Oh, for sure, yeah.
No.
I'm not a hungover eater.
Really?
I want to eat when I'm drunk, but then as soon as I'm hungover, I don't want to do anything. I just want to lay somewhere and do nothing.
And that is not going to be something that you can do when the 90s at 9 are coming up in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
How can here's the thing. You always mama bear us. You always take care of us. And when I say us, I mean not only the staff, but pretty much the staff, but also the Buzz family. So how can the Buzz family make it easier for you today on a day that you're very hungover?
I just need lots of requests today because I don't want to have to think.
Okay. Listen, Buzz family, this is the reason that this station turns on every day.
I am, however, putting in songs about drinking right now for the 90s.
Really?
Let's see. We can do some Goldfinger. Yeah.
What Goldfinger?
Or not Goldfinger. See, this is where my brain just shut down. Real Big Fish is what I meant.
Oh, okay, got
That's where I was going.
Got it.
See, this is why I need help today.
Beer,
that we'll start with that. We'll do a little Reverend Horton Heat. We can throw that in there.
What do you think when I say tequila?
I think good times.
Okay, all right. And requests. Get them in now. You could text them in. 96500 or...
Just call me.
Or just call her.
576-7965.
Yeah,
that's way easier.
Okay, that's what... And yes.
And you get this awesome sound when I answer the phone. What is this, by the way?
Can I hear your good morning one more time?
Good morning.
That is not the journey that I know.
Thanks for letting us hang out with you today. Jordan Silver and friends.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.